what?
It leaks.
WikiLeaks. Hello. Inside.
I really like this mic.
Have we started?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Abby.
I'm Nina.
And welcome to Play This at My Funeral.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It is a brand new podcast that we are doing.
Yeah.
And no one else.
No one else is doing it.
That wasn't a Trixie and Kat to your reference?
I don't know what that is.
Stella does. Stella's making them. Okay. Anyway, this is a music podcast where we are going to talk about music. And then we're going to talk about music with musicians that we know and love.
We're going to listen to music.
Going to listen to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, we would have just... Wait.
No, you haven't played yet.
How did you know?
Yeah, we're very excited. It'll probably be monthly or something. We don't know, okay?
Yeah.
Get off my back, Mom.
Don't speak for me. I know.
I know.
It's going to be monthly.
I knew all along. Nina, do you want to talk a little bit about... Nina's technically producing this podcast. Do you want to talk about your musical background? Why are you qualified to tell anyone your opinions?
Because my opinions are right. All the time.
Okay,
about
cool.
Everything. What my musical background?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a sound engineer. I do events programming and I manage a studio.
Are you still
and
doing A&R?
And I'm producing a podcast, apparently.
Yeah. Do you still do A&R?
No. Everyone's in A&R.
Oh. Yes. Everyone and their uncle is in A&R. Yeah. Everyone and their uncle has a podcast, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were going to do this like a year ago.
And then I
literally like a year ago, and then lockdown happened, and then everyone was like, it's time to start a podcast. And I was like, well, if we do it now, then we're just gonna look like bags.
And also I kept being like, sorry, I've got to work like every week.
To
for,
be
like,
fair, you did have
6 months.
Work.
That's true.
Yeah. No, but the time there was a few times when we were gonna record it and then I literally just woke up 3 hours late.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
That did happen. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, that was all your fault.
It's all my fault.
We should have done it over Zoom.
Yeah, but our Wi-Fi, both of us.
Well,
have
our
really
collective
Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi is also really bad. I had to buy like unlimited data during lockdown.
Really?
Yeah, for all my Zoom calls.
All my Zooms.
Yeah. All my Zoomies.
All my Zoomies.
Yeah.
All my homies.
So that's me. What's your musical background?
I've been playing classical guitar since I was 10.
Wow.
And I'm still terrible.
No, you sound pretty beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't really have much of a musical background. I mean, I just know
that's why
we're
such
musicians.
A great team.
Yeah, I'm very opinionated. I go to live shows all the time because Nina gets me in for free because I'm a sponge. You're not denying it. No.
Sometimes you buy tickets.
I often buy tickets, to be
yeah,
fair.
But when I buy tickets to gigs, I always buy two. Because yeah. I never want to go alone. So like on the day, if I haven't found anyone to go with, I'll just find some.
That's actually a really good...
I always buy two.
That's like a nice fun fact about Nina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I've got 3 gigs this week, socially distance, of course, that I've just bought 2 tickets to.
Stop taking the mic away from your mouth.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Have you seen anything good recently?
Yes.
Okay, spill.
Just like, yes, and then didn't tell you what it was.
Spill.
I saw Folly Group at the sacred home of the Windmill Brixton, which was really, really good. I had never seen them before. I'd only ever heard about them, and it was like one of those bands, you know, those bands on those lineups where you're like, I really want to see them. And yeah. I saw them, and they were fantastic. They were really, really good.
I've never heard of them. What do they do?
They, there's like a percussionist and a drummer and guitar, bass, and vocals.
I like
and
working Modern Women when there's that guy.
Yes, the guy playing the colander.
Yeah.
I really like Modern Women as well, but I haven't seen them in a while. But yeah, so I saw Folly Group. And they've just got this guy like whacking like this like, percussion set, which is really cool.
Maybe
rarely
that's
ever
my
see percussion
musical
as well.
Like Destiny.
You don't have rhythm.
Okay, ouch. I guess I'll just give up on my dreams then. I guess I'll just not be there. That's fine.
I guess so.
I'm not crying, you are. It's okay.
Anyway.
Anywho.
No, so they've got one song on YouTube where it's like a cowboy green screen music video. And then they've got a song on the Wimmer Live compilation, which is...
Is that the one that live streamed over Zoom? Over Zoom.
Maybe they did a listening party of Zoom. But over lockdown, they got loads of live recordings and then they put them all on a compilation on Bandcamp, which I bought.
Oh, that, yeah. No, I did hear that.
Support your venues, yeah.
And
then Prima Queen is afterwards. It's like sandwiched in between like a Shame live song and a Prima Queen live song.
See, I just listened to the whole thing all at once.
Yeah. So, and then I think Rosie Elena is a couple songs after, but... It's a really good compilation,
she
actually.
The other day. Did you
she did with Casper.
With Casper.
I think yesterday.
Casper.
Yeah.
Casper is the bassist from Nina's band Step Brother. You didn't even mention Step Brother. I was like, what's your musical background? You're like, I'm a sound engineer.
No
I
one else
produce
called me
a
out
podcast.
On that. No one else called me out on that.
Nina's in a band.
I'm also in a band.
Front man.
Woman.
Okay.
Lady.
Front lady. She's the leading lady. Stepbrother.
That's true. FLOTUS. First lady of the United Stepbrother. Oh, God.
First lady of the United.
This is why we should have a script.
I'm trying to think if I've seen anything recently. I'm pretty sure the last gig I went to, we should also mention for the fans. For the people at home. We are from London.
Oh, yeah.
United Kingdom.
We are from London.
We just started this, assuming that everyone who's listening knows us. But that's not
also
true.
Also, assuming
that
everyone...
That's not how the internet works.
Yeah, that is true. That's not how the internet that's works. True. But I also just assume that everyone's from London. All the time. Yeah.
We're the type of people that people who aren't from London hate.
Excuse you.
Well, just like talking about places in London.
I've got rhythm.
Me with your rhythm.
Yeah.
Your rhythm colander.
The colanders are great. Great.
So
part of the life
this
set.
Is like, here's a glossary. Windmill Brixton is one of our most cherished venues.
Yeah. As is for lots of Londoners,
yeah.
I think. It's really got that good rep.
That good. Yeah. It's a little place in Brixton in South London. Puts on loads of cool new bands.
Pub and left field music venue, as Google Maps describes it.
Yeah. Where else do we frequent?
I don't know. It's kind of been hard to say recently.
Yeah.
Just because there's been...
Windmill's one of the only places, like, putting stuff on now.
Yeah. And it's kind of the only place that's kind of got it on lock, like...
On lock.
Yeah, they've managed to do it really well. They've got the seats down. They've got the people telling you to sit down if you're standing up.
Yeah, candles on the tables, table service.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Mask on if you're up and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's done well. I feel safe when I'm there.
Yeah.
I always feel safe when I'm there. Right? I think Windmill I'm going there three times this week.
My
maybe
safe
four.
Space.
Yeah.
You went there three times this week?
No, so it is Tuesday, so not this week. I think I'm going... Three times this week. Friday is Sam Acro and Sarah Meth.
Very nice.
Very nice. Sold out in about half an hour.
Really?
Got two tickets.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Yep. Woos on Saturday
have
for
they
Halloween.
Been playing a lot.
No, they haven't played a single London show this year.
I hadn't heard of. Are they from London?
Yes.
Yes.
That's. I just told you. I assume that everyone's from London.
Yeah, but for some reason I thought they were northern. I don't know why.
I think they're London. But okay. Yeah, Woos are playing with Sweat on Saturday for Halloween. I got a dinosaur onesie, so that's going to be
for,
fun.
For Woos?
Yeah, on Halloween. So I'm going to go...
Is that also at Windmill?
Yes.
Did that also sell out in 0.2 seconds?
It sold out in 1 minute.
Really?
Yes.
It sold out in 1 minute. So does that mean you were refreshing the page until you could get your two tickets?
I got put on the guest list. But Wimmel guest list is you have to still pay, which I think is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's another reason why we like Wimmel is they pay the artists very well.
Oh, yeah. that was like the best paid show we've ever done.
Yeah.
When we got, when we played Wimmo. Yeah. And then I think Joseph Kurtz playing on Sunday. A little matinee show, 2 p.m. Spooky
our dear
vibes.
Friend, Joseph Kurtz. Do you know what he said about that? He was like, the good thing about playing a matinee show is that you can hang out with your friends afterwards and not rush home when the gig ends.
Exactly.
At 10.
I saw Black Midi at 1 p.m. last Saturday. And you know what I did? I had the rest of the day. I went out charity shopping. I bought a Wii. I played WarioWare Smooth Moves. And I watched Sinister all in one day.
Wow. I think that's action packed.
I know.
Is that because Black Midi like put you in the mood to just be chaotic?
Yes.
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 Yeah, I guess they're probably like one of the most famous bands to come out of the windmill in quotation.
Yeah, well,
I'm trying to give context for people who don't know.
No, but it was like, it was kind of like another generation, I guess. People like the, I don't know, Fat Whites kind of came out of the windmill a few years beforehand, but then like every few years it turns out a new set of talent.
We should probably explain the "that's true" joke.
No.
Because...
No.
No.
It's just something my dad said.
That's literally
that's
it.
Like, now every time I say "that's true," I can't say it normally. I don't even know what he said it about anymore. I'll have to ask my brother.
I don't know anything about anything anymore.
Yeah, he said it in lockdown and it just sent us overboard because we hadn't heard anything funny for about 6 months. It was great.
I'm trying to think of anything. Yeah, I'm seeing Joseph Kurtz on Sunday. And when does the Ariana Grande album come out?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm very excited.
Stella, do you know? Okay, no one knows.
Nobody knows.
I'm excited about that though.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
When I saw that tweet, I did shit myself.
Whoa. I didn't even see the tweet. What did it say? New
it
album.
Said,
basically.
I can't. It was like, yeah, I can't wait to release my album this month.
Oh, damn.
As in October.
There's like 4 days left of October. It's got to be coming soon.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Her last album was great as well.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That,
big fan.
2019. Was an this
2020.
Is, this is how old this idea for this podcast is. Originally, the premise of the podcast was going to be the first episode was just going to be us like reviewing all of the our favorite releases from 2019.
Classic. Yep.
And we probably would have just talked about Thank You Next for like 2 hours.
I can't. Yeah. What even came out in 2019 anymore? That's how old this. I don't remember.
James Blake.
How could I forget? I don't like him anymore. It's wild. I don't.
Why?
He's so annoying. Have you seen his Instagram? He's the most annoying person ever.
What? I mean, that's quite a big statement.
He's annoying. He's got he got a cute dog recently, but he's really annoying.
So you still follow him just for the dog?
Yeah.
Yes. What's annoying about him?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, he'll probably be really hurt.
He's sponsored by Apple Music. Oh, no.
Really
I reacted
stressed.
As if he can hear us right now.
James, I'm so sorry.
I mean, I did listen to 86 hours of him in 2019 alone. So
86?
Yeah, it was 83 for LC Sound System the year before.
That's a good
thing. Spotify Wrapped is going
to
be soon. Yeah. I think that should be another podcast thing.
Yeah, mine is going to be
going through
weird.
Our Spotify Wrapped, it's going to be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I've listened. I'm going to call it now. I think it's going to be 70 hours of Death Crash.
Wow.
I think... And they have 3 songs out. And one of them's 15 minutes long. And I've listened to that song.
I reckon Homebody by Jamal will be up there on my top 100 most listened.
That's going to be...
So both of us are guilty of just listening to people we know.
The same song over and over again. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like that was chaotic enough for
yeah.
10 minutes. So
time to introduce more people to the chaos.
Yeah. So Nina is... in a band called Step Brother. So we thought it would be nice to kick off this podcast by having a chat with them. They've just released an album and they're going to play us in with a cover of LCD Sound System. Do you want to introduce?
Yes, it's... is that because you didn't know the title?
Yes.
So we're going to play Never As Tired As When I'm Waking Up by LCD Sound System. Hope you enjoy.
Wasted and complacent,
you were about the same. But still I wanna get it on with you tonight. When I was a little boy, I laid down in the grass. When I'm waking up, no, I'm never as tired as when I'm waking up. But it feels like I'm in love again. No, it feels like I'm in love again. No, it feels like.
Song was by LCD Sound System. I really enjoyed it.
It feels like The Weakest Link, although I've never seen that show.
Oh.
I don't know. It's because okay. We're all sat in a row and you're like the presenter. Also, I just watched the Doctor Who episode where the...
Finish your sentence. I don't know what you're talking about.
We've been rewatching all of Doctor Who.
You've been rewatching Doctor Who? Yeah.
Guys, do you want to introduce yourselves? No one knows who you are.
I'm Nina.
I'm Stella.
I'm Casper.
I'm Ethan.
I mean, I would have liked to know what instruments you play, but that's fine too.
Like, do you long walks on the beach?
I like pina coladas in the rain.
I play bass.
Drums.
Wow, yeah. Great. Oh my God, I feel so much closer to all of you. Okay, yes. We'll kick things off with...
I don't know. I think that was a pretty good introduction to all of us.
Here's what I want to know. We're all in the stew today. The stew. Cooking up in the stew. What were you listening to on the way here, Casper?
I actually just listened to the LCD Sound System song once.
Me too.
In the car, and that was it. I don't listen to music, like, constantly. But... yeah, just that song.
Very nice.
So.
Ethan?
Yeah, I listened to that song maybe twice at work today, but I haven't listened to any other music today, so, yeah.
Wow.
I just to maybe, like, save the James Blake conversation.
Slander.
I have been rinsing his dance EP. So yeah, that's been fun.
That's a curveball.
Sorry,
Someone played his. He has a new EP, right? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte was playing it, and I really was into it. I thought it was amazing. Yeah.
Charlotte Speechley, photographer extraordinaire.
Really, really good at
music.
I was like his dance music though. Like, that's how he started. That's how he got big.
Yeah, but
I'm not really a fan of his early stuff. I'm not gonna lie. I love.
Well, he's kind of gone back to his roots recently.
Yeah, I loved the album that, you know. The album.
The
What's
he
it even
who
called?
Shall not be named.
Assume form.
Yeah, how do you, I can't say that.
Assume form.
What? What was I listening to on the way here?
Yeah, what were you listening to on the way here? Because I know you were listening to something.
I've actually been in the studio for about 4 hours. I actually made a new playlist called Nina, in brackets, Quiet Guitar Folky Rock and Roll.
Wow.
The first song in it is No Woman by Whitney.
Nice.
But the reason I named it that is because... the reason I named it that is because I have about 7 playlists just called Nina. Every time I make a new playlist of songs I like, I call it Nina. And... yes. Oh, and then I made a Nina Rock and Roll Street Walking.
Street Walking.
And then I've got Nina. I've got a playlist called Ah. And I've got.
How many playlists do you have?
Oof. What do you guys reckon?
Probably over. I've got like 150 or something. So I reckon you're close to that.
Okay.
I
want to go with 120.
120 playlists.
Yeah.
Is that
that's
normal?
Not a stretch.
Is that normal?
What's your guess? I just told you I had 7 just called Nina, so I don't know if that.
To be fair, I think mine are
2016, you know.
Yeah, I've also had Spotify since 2016 and never deleted. Actually, I delete some playlists, but I don't really delete playlists.
Yeah. Do people make playlists for you? Because lots of mine are other playlists.
Yeah, but that's not included.
Is it not?
No, it's just ones that you've made.
Unless you like the playlist, double tap.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah, but isn't that just following it?
I don't know.
Spotify analysis.
Casper, what do you reckon?
My guess, I don't know. 117.
Wow.
Okay. You're just getting close to mine.
What was yours? I'm going to lowball it with 45.
Well, Abby was right on the money. I've got 150.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Does that mean I get to keep all the marbles in the jar?
Yep, all 150 of them.
Wow. Cool. So, you guys just miming to each other.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you guys released an album a month ago.
That's true.
was that a month and 2 days ago today?
Someone's
watched
my video. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. Wow. can you tell me about the album? What's it called?
It's called Don't Frighten the Horses.
Why?
Stella. No, it was just something my grandma used to say to like my mum back in the day. Like if she didn't have any makeup on or anything, she'd sort of, or like wasn't well dressed. That is being like, harsh. We don't want to go and frighten the horses. It's like to not stir up controversy originally, but I think she used it in the wrong context.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I like that it sounds like divorce. I don't know.
Don't frighten the horses.
Yeah, divorce.
Horses, divorces.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's one way of looking at it. Yeah. Sure. About a divorce? Did you go through?
Well, there was like so much themes of like breakup and I don't know, not it even just the, like relationship sort of thing. It's a bit of a breakup album, yeah. But God. So yeah, I don't know. I thought it was cool that it sounded like divorce. Yeah, and it used to be the name of one of the songs on the album. Saddle Sore used to be called Don't Frighten the Horses. But then I looked up the Simpsons title where Homer and Bart go and get a horse and start being a jockey, and it's called Saddle Sore like Galactica or something. And I heard Saddle Sore and I thought that's a cool name. And then I think did you guys have a connection with Saddle Sore?
No, but I like it's still kind of related to horses, so I don't know why this horse thing is like a thing. None of us have any association with horses.
Now we do.
I'm really scared of horses.
Horses are pretty fucking scary.
They're terrifying.
I nearly like.
Have you seen their teeth?
I nearly feel like fell off like a cliff with a horse. That was
like, what?
Maybe this is like a deep rooted thing that I brought to the album. No, I was in Turkey and like my dad like tried to tease my horse whilst I was riding it. So like,
why were you on a cliff?
He was like, oh, let's race sort of thing, and sort of just like was like egging it on, and then like yeah, I sort of just had to pull the reins on the cliff.
Stella,
we got to Stella.
That was fun.
Because this is a podcast and you can't see, Stella is broken down into tears, shaking and crying on the floor.
Yeah.
It's clearly brought up a lot of trauma and yeah. Okay.
Sorry about that little excursion.
Don't ever apologise for being yourself.
Excursion.
Whip an excursion. So how did you guys like write it? Was it just, because I know Nina's got all, you know, her experiences in the lyrics and stuff.
Do you mean like how did we go about like, composing it?
Or? Yeah, how did it come about?
Well, we all live in London, and Ethan at the time was going back and forth between here and Boston in America, studying at Berkeley, and He had a period of time over the summer where he was here for like 3 months last summer, and we knew he was going back, so we just kind of spent loads of time together over the summer and just wrote as many songs as we could.
Quick!
Yeah.
Write an album!
And it just turned into an album. We just booked 4 days recording at a studio at the end of August.
Was it in this studio?
It was in this complex of studios.
That's
it was just over there.
What a full circle moment. When did you record it? Last
August.
2019.
So, yeah, like, the end of August 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
Because you guys had an EP before that.
Yeah.
Which sounded very different.
Yeah, it did. We actually also recorded it here.
Really?
Yeah.
One day,
and we did most of it here one day. But I think we did all the vocals and overdubs and stuff somewhere else. But the album we did all here in 4 days.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
That's intense. I mean, all the pictures from the recording are literally just of Nina lying on the floor.
There's actually one of Ethan lying on the floor as well. Actually, no, he's lying on his kitchen counter. He was planking. That was on the last day, I think. Do you remember that? Yes, that was when we were recording. We all went back to yours, I think, at the end. But, yeah, I spent the first 2 days sleeping, kind of.
Yeah.
I wasn't needed.
Oh, I thought it was just so intense that you just passed out.
No, I started out taxing. Sleeping. The first day they did, like, drums and bass. I didn't play drums or bass. The second day they did Ethan's guitar. I sat outside and slept, and then they woke me up when Or maybe I told them when I wanted to go for lunch.
It's time. You were also sick at the time, right? Or you had a sore throat or something.
Yes, and my home remedy is super noodles all the time. I think how many must I have eaten? Probably like...
Individual noodles or packets?
For the sake of this conversation, let's go with packets. Or we can sit around counting noodles. I've eaten two today. It's like, it just helps my sore throat. And they're vegan.
Did you have a sore throat today?
No, but I knew I was going to be singing. I don't know why I'm getting so defensive about this.
Can you, like, what? Hear... Now when I'm gonna, like, now when I listen to the album, I'll be, like, trying to listen out for your raspy undertones.
King Red. King Red.
But on King Red, you're yes. Like,
that's, yeah. I think that was like, that might have been one of the last ones we did.
The Haney, you do it.
What, so you guys don't like it? What? You think my voice sounds bad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think, I can't remember what the point in King Red. Oh, it's, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I just want it now. And like, in the now, you can really, really hear it. Yeah, but... It kind of added to it, I guess. Mm.
I like that.
So now you like it?
Yes.
Cool. I'm open to you changing your opinions on things, Ethan.
Okay.
Great.
The vibe you've created in the studio today
is impeccable. Vibes are unmatched. This is what it was like recording.
It's really passive-aggressive.
We just all sat in a room and played music. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah, our joke is that we argue when we're agreeing and don't when we're disagreeing. Maybe you had to be there for that to be funny, but...
No, it's not even... It's true. Not like a one-time you had to be there thing. It's like every time we're agreeing on something, we just talk so aggressively that it sounds like we're arguing about something and we're not agreeing.
I've definitely witnessed this.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we do it subconsciously.
Yeah, whereas when we disagree about something, we're a lot more respectful to each other.
Aww. We're like, you're entitled to your opinion. Yeah. Like, that's so fine. I totally understand why you feel like that. And then when we're agreeing, we're like, well... What about this? And like, we're both saying the same thing, basically. Have you got anything to
Ethan,
add to
deep
that?
In
Sorry.
Thoughts?
Yeah. Ethan looked like he was deep in thought, but
clearly not.
Yeah, well. That happens quite a lot.
Yeah. So, what are your favourite songs to play from the album?
Ooh.
You played Dream Girl. No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You will play.
We were about to. Not
spoilers.
I enjoy Dream Girl a lot. I think it's one of my favourites on the album.
Is that because of the guitar part? Or just because it's nice?
I guess both. Yeah, I enjoy playing it. And I think it's, a great song. I really I love the song Nina was talking about earlier, Saddle Sore, as well. That's sort of
that
like...
That one's about breakfast, isn't it?
Yes.
I feel like... Am I right in saying a lot of the album is about breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a breakfast album.
It's a breakfast album. I'm not sure that I would listen to it at breakfast.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just not really
the... I think... I don't know. With the lyrics, it's a lot about like breakfast, dinner, home time, being at home at a time.
Hey.
Being at the Haim, yeah.
I was going to say that it's also sort of the oldest song on the album that we started writing it kind of before that period of time Casper was talking about.
I remember that. You guys played it at
the EP launch.
Yeah, at the EP launch in January 2019.
Yeah, we just started writing it in December 2018. And then
the lyrics haven't changed. Like, barely any of it has changed, actually.
Yeah, it hasn't changed that much at all. I mean, we did try changing it a bit during that summer, but then it was actually the one I found like the most difficult to get right on the album.
How come?
I think maybe because it was the old, like it'd been around the longest and we'd spent a lot of time focusing on the other ones because those are the ones we were writing at the time. And then every time we came back to it, it just maybe because we were so in all the other songs we were doing, it just didn't feel quite right. But then when we tried other stuff with it and like totally changing sections, I think it made us realise how good the original version was. Actually, to be honest, for me, a big part of really liking it again was changing the name.
Really?
Yeah. Because it like, I don't know, it just gave it this new, it zest. Occupied a new space in my mind, weirdly.
That's
such a nice way of putting it.
You like articulated that perfectly.
Thanks.
Well done, Casper.
But yeah, it just made me look at it from a slightly different angle and give like new perspective on the stuff we'd already written. And also some amazing stuff on that track came from when we were in the studio that we hadn't prepared. So that was really cool.
Also, I feel strongly about it because to me it feels like somewhat of a bridge between two times in life. Like, you know, as you said, the EP sounds, the EP we released in January 2019 sounds way different. And I think this song was a bit of a bridge between that kind of old, you know, era, whatever word you want to use, of, well, I guess of our band, but also just of life, like for me. A bridge between that period of time and the period of time in which we wrote the album, and now I feel like we're in a different period of time, I guess. I don't know, it's like,
is changing again.
Yeah, and it's just...
Not as drastically, but...
We are changing.
I get what you mean, Ethan, because it's... I don't know, it's not necessarily about, like, our approach is changing, or, like, I don't know. I just feel like a completely different person to
you
how
look
I was.
Like a different person. Right. I've got a video of Sad or Sore being played live for the first time when Nina literally looks like a different person.
I think all of you look like.
You were 17.
That's true. I was wearing bright blue corduroy suit and I had white hair and I had a mushroom haircut.
Yeah, mushroom cut.
Yeah.
A fringe.
No, I didn't have a fringe at Camden Assembly.
Oh, yeah.
But
sold out Camden Assembly show. People were turned away at the door.
That's so weird to think about. Yeah. That's so weird. But
and you played a cover of Dua Lipa.
We did. Love a good Dua Lipa song.
That was a good cover.
Thank you.
Please play it again.
Well, what do you say, guys?
No.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I'd be down.
What were you guys listening to like at the time of releasing the album then? Influences.
Let's go back to the
making.
JB.
James Blake.
Yeah. Okay. I was listening to a lot of that. It's
another
so
great breakup album. Oh no.
No, it's
opposite.
The
opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a love album.
Yeah, but you can really hear it in my lyrics as well. Like there is some.
How so?
Like, okay. Off the top of my, I could probably think of a lot of examples, but off the top of my head, Dream Girl, I literally say, is it all?
Don't out yourself now.
No, I mean, it's like,
out.
I don't think it's stealing, but it's like, I was listening to it so much and like, I resonated so strongly with what he was saying that I don't know, I wanted to do my own.
So
I wanted
which,
to
what are you
have it for myself.
What
like he
it?
Talks a lot about like warmth, sunlight in his album Assume Form, and then Dream Girl. I in the last verse I go feel so warm. Now the sunlight is on my face. I think that was like my own little nod to James Blake. And then I was a lot of Frank Ocean lyrics as well.
From which album?
From Blonde. Specifically, I think Self Control a lot. I think a lot of that creeps into like Bernie and stuff like that. But I don't know. I was listening to a lot of music. And when I hear like a refrain I like, I want to use it.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, people do that musically as well. Like,
do you know what
it's not,
I find
it's just,
really funny?
It's more noticeable when it's words.
Yeah. Do you know what's really funny?
What?
That you guys kind of started out as a pop punk band.
What do you mean started out? We still are.
Because I swear originally it was just Nina and Stella.
Well.
Oh, yeah, and me. Well, we'd all kind of...
And Ethan.
We'd all kind of played with each other a lot over the years, just in different setups and bands and things. But so we've known each other for a long time.
Because you guys were playing, like... I didn't pull that out my ass. You guys were playing pop punk at the start. The first, what's that first single you guys ever released on SoundCloud? What's it called? Hands Up.
Ooh, Hands Up.
Yeah. Because I swear, wait, am I right in saying Paramore? You listen to a lot of Paramore?
I did listen to a lot of Paramore.
To be fair, what was that? 2015? Like,
Paramore still slaps. Yeah, there, I said it.
Yeah, Paramore are great.
Yeah, I mean, I still really like that sort of music. I think I went through a phase of being like, yeah, I'm too cool for that. Like, well, I listened to that when I was like 13. But fuck it, I still like it. I listened to the new album the other day. I actually, on my way to work, I like just queued up a bunch of Paramore songs. And I had such a nice walk. Crush, 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 Misery Business.
Crush, Crush, Crush.
Emergency. Like, you know, I just I listened to it all. And it was fun. I felt like I was going back to when I was 13.
So I know, Nina and Stella were baby emos. But
I was.
You weren't.
I'm just gonna put that out there. I've never listened to Paramore in my life.
Wait, what?
Me and Stella were skater boys.
Oh yeah, we were pure like Rat Boy, Wolf Alice, Drench.
I like Drench. Like
Drench are fucking great. Well, and Wolf Alice.
Yeah. Like when we did Album Club and you picked Drench, I was like,
yeah, that's nostalgic, man.
What is Album Club for the people at home?
Oh, well, during lockdown I don't know. I feel like it was Casper's idea.
It was my idea, yeah.
Do you want to explain your thinking behind it then? I knew it was your idea because it was a good one.
No one else take credit for my idea.
Well, we basically... I thought it would be cool to listen to lots of music, basically.
Wow.
Because I don't listen to a lot of music most of the time. So it was a nice way of... Basically, I thought... We should each week, the four of us plus our friend Charlotte, who's our photographer and has done a lot of our videos. So the five of us every week would pick an album for all of us to listen to. And then once a week we'd talk about them and pick the next week's one. So we all listen to five albums a week for 20 weeks.
So now all of those albums are in one giant
playlist. Yeah, one giant playlist on Spotify. 100 albums, 82 hours.
Favorite albums, favorite and least favorite from Album Club.
Oh God, we could be here a while.
Pick one. If you change your mind later, I'm not gonna.
I would just like to start by saying, Lemonade is the greatest album of all time. I don't know why it took me so long to realize it, but I've had a huge awakening. I don't want to relate it to spirituality, but I worship Queen Bee, like she is, and. I think every day since hearing Lemonade, I think I've done something Beyonce related.
What?
In
this sounds like a joke, but it's not.
Oh, it's not a joke. I tattooed her name on my arm just so I can feel like a bad
Did
bitch.
Actually?
Yeah, I don't know why I revealed that. just
I mean, it's literally on your skin.
It's
forever,
on my skin
so
forever,
really
but also like
it makes me
laugh because I'm like. It makes me think, like, you know, just to quote Beyonce, I'm not bossy, I am the boss. Anytime I need to feel like a bad bitch, I look at my arm. So thank you for that.
If you followed Stella on Spotify, you would know that everything that she just said is absolutely true.
My Spotify Wrapped is...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
I cannot wait. It's
going to
be Beyonce, then the Carters.
Okay. Yeah, Beyonce, the Carters, and Jay-Z. That's it. Sorry, I took up a lot of time. That was definitely my favourite album. And Magdalene. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Through research for Album Club, I found Lewis Cole's 2010 self-titled album, Lewis Cole, and fell very deeply in love with that album. It's very incredible. To be honest, I don't remember loving anyone else's albums.
Wow.
That's not true. That's definitely not true. but not to the level that Lewis Cole touched my soul.
You can't pick your own.
Yeah, Nina said, I don't know if you can hit, is that audible? Nina was across the room. She said, you can't pick your own pick. And my response to that is, it was my own pick, but I hadn't heard it before, so it was still new to me. So, yeah. But it was great. It was a great experience.
Controversial.
What is?
Picking your own album and also saying that everyone else's picks were not as
no,
good.
That was a joke. But
Was it?
I really loved original pirate material.
Sorry?
Original pirate material that was up there on my top five. I'm trying to remember. We did, so at the end of Album Club, we concluded Album Club with the final week, and then we did an awards show ceremony in which we selected our top five albums, excluding your own picks.
Mm-hmm. Which is why you're getting your own back now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And then we did favorite week as well, and we did favorite person.
Go on, yeah. What was in the least favorite?
I didn't like Talking Heads 77.
Whoa.
I didn't like
I don't think we should talk about least favorite because we're gonna get
okay, all right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, let's just
we'll move on. Yeah. So influences when recording your album, James Blake, blah blah blah. We know that you're all emos. Yeah.
I was like about to take the mic back so that I could say my favorite album of Album Club and then realize that this wasn't the same conversation that we started.
Okay, spill.
Okay, well, mine is the LCD Sound System one, which is why I made everyone do the cover of it at the start.
I mean, it was a good choice.
And also Mary Magdalene.
Not bossy.
Not bossy, I am the boss. And when me and Ethan join forces, no one can stop us.
What album is that LCD Sound System?
I'll second that.
It's called
LCD Sound System by LCD Sound System. Ah. It's self-titled.
Self-titled?
Yeah, sorry.
So, anyway, your influences at the time, James Blake.
Oh, of recording the album?
Yeah.
We were writing the album around the time that Radiohead had these mini discs leaked where someone basically stole like 18 hours worth of unreleased rehearsal recordings and demos from the late 90s. Around the time they were writing OK Computer. And he basically threatened to release them unless they paid him like 100 grand or whatever. So Radiohead just decided to release them themselves on Bandcamp for 2 weeks and donate all the money to Extinction Rebellion.
So I did not know that.
So for 2 weeks on Bandcamp, they had 18 hours worth of like them in a rehearsal room basically writing these incredible songs. So I didn't even get through all of them, but I listened to that a lot and just kind of got through as much of it as I could, and it was like so inspiring and really made me
cry.
Think about nearly, probably did.
Probably actually,
yeah.
But I just think it really highlighted how I feel about songwriting, in that like the best part is the writing of them, and like hearing those songs unfinished, it was like they were better than the finished ones. I just took so much from hearing them, like figuring them out and like, you know, early versions and hearing ideas that they tried in one song and then put in another one. It was just really cool to hear, and I think that is my favorite part of the process. So it was really cool to hear a band that I love like do that and have some sort of window into what they did.
That's a really nice note to end it on. That was really, really well put. You can really hear the Radiohead in your album, I think. I've always thought it was hilarious
because after we played a show at the Windmill, I mean, it's not that hilarious. It's just, it's actually was really nice for me.
It's not funny at all.
No, like we played without Stella for a social distance show at the Windmill.
Oh, the recent one.
Yeah. And after we got off stage, this lovely lady came up to me and was
lovely
like,
lady.
She was just like, I loved your set. Like, and then she compared our music to three people that had been on Album Club that we'd done or something. Ooh, like,
which three people?
Phoebe Bridgers, Ride.
We were not on Album Club, but they did say Coldplay.
They said Coldplay and Radiohead. And it was like artists that we'd just like been listening to because of the Album Club, and then obviously Radiohead, we did like the weekly stream. We all watched it together from our own homes. So it was so weird that like someone else just got that and then said it to us. Like, it was crazy for me.
Shout out Zoe.
Lovely lady was called Zoe.
Yeah.
She was great.
And now all the people can hear, they can judge for themselves.
We love you,
whether
Zoe.
They can hear Coldplay, Radiohead, and what was the other one?
Phoebe Bridgers.
That was it. Her last album's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on Album Club. Ethan's pick?
Ethan's pick.
I hated all of Ethan's pick. Fuck Lewis Cole.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Lewis Cole, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I'm sending for Lewis Cole.
Yeah. Where can people find you out there in the world on the internet?
Everywhere. What? Step.brother.
At Step.brother.
On Instagram. Brother. Yep. We're working to get just Stepbrother, but we're in a very heated legal battle with the person that owns that. He owns Stepbrother. Shout out Patrick. What's his name?
Don't.
Something with a P. He's got our username.
Well, we're just going to have to find out where he lives.
It's just P. Yeah. I'm P sure.
Great. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
No.
No. Okay, well, you know.
Stay safe, y'all.
Stay safe. We're just going to have to be satisfied with you guys playing us out with Dream Girl from the album.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Abby.
Thank you, Abby.
I mean, this is Nina's podcast as well.
I'm in the band. Stepbrother.
I'm in the band. Yeah, you can find us at... Guys, I'm trying to do an outro. You can find us at Play This At My Funeral, all one word, on Instagram.
I actually DM'd someone to get that username.
Yeah.
And she said, thank you, good luck with your podcast.
What was her name?
Don't know.
We love
Shout
her.
Out her.
Shout out.
She actually deleted the account, so.
Oh.
Whatever. Okay.
Well,
thank you,
everyone.
Thanks for listening. Hope you had a good time.
And now.
Another one in the future.
Another one.
Yes.
Okay, later.
Press space.
It's true. The paintwork is fading to a color I've not seen before. Never felt so amazing. Oh, so worth nothing at all. Of you, I was angry, I ripped them in two, and I wonder, have you done the same? Still in your room, don't you forget, our past times, I'll always be there, I'm your dream girl, don't you forget. Our past times are